You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, I did a little golf clap too. Like I think this is the only time where I actually can do a golf clap since we're at a golf event.
We are at a golf event. We are here on the west side of town. We are at the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plast Pro. We are right outside the clubhouse here at the Wilshire Country Club. The LPGA is in Los Angeles,
yep,
and they got an event going on. We're going to be talking a lot about that today. It's a busy weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the NFL draft tonight. The Rams actually have a pick. I have not. You know me and the Rams, right?
Yep.
You know how invested I am in the Rams, how much of a Rams fan I am. I've worked on the Rams pre, half, and post since they've returned to Los Angeles.
Sure.
The Rams are my team. They've never had draft picks since I've been working with them. Or a first-round draft pick, I should say. Or at least
that's
they've never.
That's kind of crazy.
It's
that
nuts.
Is crazy.
This is the first time.
Is there another team that's been this long of a streak without a first-round pick?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I would imagine that if
no.
there is, probably not. And certainly not a whole bunch of them. So we got the NFL draft tonight. The Rams have a pick. The Dodgers got 20 hits last night. Shohei Ohtani hit three
struggling.
Doubles.
No, he's struggling.
He leads the league in OPS. He leads the league in slug. He leads the league in hits. He leads the league in batting average. And hopefully at some point he gets hot.
Clearly in a slump.
Hopefully he gets hot at some point because, you know, obviously they're not getting what they paid for at this point. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Lakers season is basically hanging in the balance tonight. Go down 3-0. Look, I know we've talked a lot about it, that going down 2-0 was the thing that you're trying to avoid, but tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night. We'll see what happens in that regard. I thought some interesting quotes. We'll get into it. But Darvin Ham got a chance to respond to what AD said. So everything looking just beautiful going into game three.
Yeah, beautiful, I guess, is
perfect.
Subjective. Roars
right.
to you, Em.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Nobody's up on the 18th.
No,
we're right.
So,
the 18th
okay, to kind of paint the picture for people, we are 30 yards from the 18th tee.
Yep.
Literally, we're 30 yards away. So if all of a sudden we start talking like this, it's because there's somebody
there's a
on
reason.
The 18th tee.
Yeah, there's a professional.
And we're doing that. So you, too, have probably already noticed how in my element I am when we come to these sorts of things.
Yeah.
I love this so much. It's impossible for me not to enjoy being at a golf course, watching the world's very best players do their thing. I love this. So if I got to smile all day, you know why.
I'll take it a step further. You also have a thing. You did this when we were at the Riv as well.
Uh-huh.
But you have a very, like, hey, come with me. Let me show you around. Did you get your badge yet? I got you. Like, you were.
You know what it is, Al?
No, I
you're totally right.
I 100% start tagging along, like, okay.
I was excited to get Emily her credential in coffee. I was excited to get you your credential in coffee.
Introducing me
you're
to
the
people.
Mayor.
I'm basically a member at Wilshire Country Club
sure.
at this point. That I'm just, I'm so incredibly thirsty to belong to something like this, that even if I get to do it for an afternoon, I want to really lean into
it's
it.
It's a tryout.
It's
you're
a
trying
tryout.
It on. You're trying it out.
Now,
and
I feel like it fits
you.
Pretty well.
If
I feel like I wear it well.
If they send you a bill,
yeah,
what do you do then?
Wrong. It wasn't me. I don't know. This, I don't, what?
No habla.
Yeah, it's something.
Anything you could do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we got a lot of golf today. Emily, is this the first golf event you've ever been to?
A first golf, like professional golf event that I've been to. Because I've been to our Black Gold golf tournament, so I've been at golf courses.
That's not exactly professional.
It's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
I don't know if these professional women have a 12-pack of Coors Light in their bag.
Probably not.
Who knows?
Probably not.
Maybe
for after.
Maybe.
No, but it's really cool to see the professionals at work.
It is. It's fantastic. Buenos dias.
Hey, buenos dias. Oh,
I,
wait, I got to whisper.
Buenos dias. No, you're okay. They're
I'm fine. 17th okay.
17th green. We're okay. We're not quite yet. Yeah. So we're all right.
They're miles from me, so we're good.
Yeah, you're good. You can make as much. If we start like whispering too much, Jorge, then that's the point where maybe you just turn us off and you just host the segment on
he
your
just
own.
Starts playing Rage Against the Machine as loud as he can.
exactly.
I'll talk about the 49ers or something. Yep. Yeah. What about your 49ers? How are you feeling about them going to the draft?
Yeah.
I don't even know where they're picking, to be honest. I've been busy with my child. The only 49ers thing I got is Gael wearing his little onesies. That's the only 49ers thing I've done.
That's when you have a good team, is when you have no idea and you don't care about where your draft pick is.
That's exactly right. Yep. It's like, yeah, you know, we'll figure it out. We don't have to worry about it today. We've got our quarterback. We've got our wide receiver. We've got our running back. We've got our offensive line. We've got Fred Warner.
Front office.
We've got guys that know what they're doing. So, yeah, maybe he's not the right team to ask. And then, of course, Slee, your Chargers, they're picking in the they're picking, is it fifth, right?
Slee's Chargers.
That was weird. That was interesting.
You know why I like it?
That was interesting.
Because sometimes I can pimp you, and I know it really doesn't land, and it kind of bothers me, but I know that lands. Like, I know that it bothers you, so it pleases me.
Cody's Chargers. Now, if you said Cody's Chargers, that one's on brand.
Yeah, but see, he actually is
a Chargers
fan. So that's why I think that he is a Charger fan. That's just bad decision making. That's not, you know, that's just him being a bad,
I think the Chargers should donate their number 5 pick. They should donate it. Not trade it, just donate it. Give it to anybody who wants it.
Maybe that's how it'll go. But there's a million things going on today, and we're going to get to as many of them as we can. You know, it could happen today too, Slee. We could see an ace because 18th tee, 18th green, it's par 3, 156 yards today, and haven't seen one super close so far, but we've seen a couple that are moderately close. And look, 150 yards for professionals, there's a chance. If all of a sudden we see a hole-in-one and I go running down there to start high-fiving people, you're going to have to take over.
With the whole set. No, you're taking the whole set with you.
I hopefully will throw my headset off in enough time to go.
The engineer has an extension cord just letting you go. I will say this. So you said 156 yards.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure this out because you got the bunker, two sets. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to get – I'm trying to figure out where's the best way to lay it. Are they trying to lay it on the right side of the flag or on the left side?
Left side.
But left side's got no shot of anything. It's just, okay, now I potentially can two putt. Or I could one. I can putt for
up the hill. You're putting up the hill. If you're on the right side, you're putting down the hill, and that's where all the problems become. And now, Slee, here's what we have to do. Because we are near the 18th tee, there are golfers. See, here's the thing. They're not just playing because it's a nice Thursday morning, and, hey, let's go play a little golf.
Sure.
They're playing for a living.
Yeah.
So if all of a sudden it's like, hey, those two idiots over there, I'm trying to make a living over here. Will they shut up while I try to hit this shot?
He's talking about Torian Prince in the middle of my shot.
I would throw this out there. I do think that of those, there's three players, three caddies, so there's six people on that tier right there.
Yeah.
Somebody probably could drop a play to get Torian Prince a shot. Where I don't know if somebody that if there is somebody on the Laker bench that is doing that.
I didn't know you were going to take my Torian Prince joke and turn it against me.
Well, they didn't turn it against you. You don't coach the team.
I know. You used it against the entire 19 assistant coaches that are plus Darvin.
I turned it against the 19 assistant coaches and Darvin Ham along the way. Like, maybe, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, they know golf. Maybe it's just athletics.
They have
it translates. Here's you know what? If you opened up one of their caddy books, you know, you watch when they walk by. If you walk in the back pocket of these women, they have their little yardage books and their green books. It's a little notebook. Slope here. Don't miss here.
Yep.
Here's the yardage to this bunker. Here's what you got to carry here. If Darvin had one of those books, it'd be empty. If you flipped it open to page one, it'd have nothing.
Doodles.
It would be like, hope LeBron's got something. Page two, hope AD's got something.
Keep my hands in my
page
pockets.
Three would be, I hope D'Angelo Russell makes some shots tonight.
Do you know the beginning or the end of books might just have a couple blank pages?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of in the blank pages just, right there.
It's like a journal that he hasn't filled in yet. It's not necessarily a playbook.
By the way, I literally can't argue anything there. There's nothing to argue.
You didn't do it. He did it.
No, even if I try to defend it, there's nothing to defend.
What's to defend?
I mean, this is like me defending Taylor Swift. It's like, I didn't write it, but I feel like I got to defend it in some ways. You know, it's such a part of my personality.
It's like I so don't want it to be true, but it's so true there's literally no defense for it.
Here's the problem. Yeah. Sometimes when something's just bad, you got to lean into it.
No question about it.
The bruise, right? You ever get up in the middle of the night and you go to use the bathroom or something, you bang your knee on the bedpost as you're going by and you got the bruise for a couple of days? You keep pushing on it. It's like, that doesn't feel very good. It's like a reminder of how you messed up. And that's kind of where the leg is. They keep pushing the Darvin bruise.
I don't want to go off on a tangent, but how is not everything have some type of cushion on it in the middle of the night. Everything. I'm talking about everything.
Baby-proof it for adults?
Literally everything.
Say, you baby-proof, like when you get that kid and he starts, they call it cruising, I think, and okay. or furniture surfing, where they can't quite stand up, so they hold on to everything as they move along. Well, they fall a lot.
Of course.
And they hit their head and their knee and they cry. And so yeah. you put like the pool noodles around the edge
soft
of the coffee
corners.
Table, soft
yeah.
corners.
Or you lock things in, lock up the cabinets.
Yes.
So also could use this for adults.
I want to walk
up the cabinets
a,
at night.
I want to walk into a bubble to get into the restroom, take off the bubble, use the restroom, and get back.
You could use like one of those American Gladiator spheres and just roll right. yourself to the restroom along the way. We talked about it. I know they're down 2-0
yep.
to beat the best team in the league, or at least one of the best teams in the league, 4 out of 5, a team that's beaten you 10 in a row. It's all stacked together. But, Slee, what if I told you that I have a silver lining? What if I told you that there is something that you can at least for the next several hours before the game starts, and maybe even early in the game, kind of hang your hat on? Would you believe me?
I would tell you you're lying.
I'm not
positive,
lying.
Trav.
I have
I would
it.
Tell you you're lying.
Hey, look, I understand that I'm not soup, but I'm more positive than I have been in the past. But
I think it's the golf course rubbing off on
could
you.
Be.
But even if you're more positive than you usually have,
it's still mostly negative.
I don't think the Lakers have given you much to be positive about. So that's a very challenging combo.
Not much, but some. Here, you ready for it? I'm
sure.
Lay it on you.
Yeah, tear it.
It's pretty simple, but yeah. it's not totally out of left field. Of the 10 consecutive times that they've lost, almost none of them have been blown out. Very, very few of them have even been moderately lopsided. They've all been a bucket here or there. They've
sure.
been these games have been nip-tuck well into the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what happened last night in Oklahoma City, where the Thunder just absolutely steamrolled the Pelicans and won by 30.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what this is. This isn't even where the Nuggets get up by 10 or 12 or 14, and it's 14, it's 12, it's 8, it's 13, it's 9, it's 14. It's not even just sitting in that, you know, that 8 to 15 range. These are games deep into the fourth quarter. One more shot goes in. One more shot goes out for them.
Sure.
One guy gets in foul trouble. One guy has a little bit of a bad night. One, and look, this may be where you want to hang your hat, Laker fan or Laker fans. One bad call that goes your way.
Sure.
These are the sorts of one or two of those. Now, you got to play well. You got to do all these other things. But it's not like you're getting smashed
sure.
game in and game out. You're going to have to catch a break. You're going to have to play really well. But you don't need 30 breaks. You need one or two. That's the silver lining. They've all been close.
You know what's crazy is I remember – LeBron's now doing that podcast with J.J. Redick, and he talked about how you got to get lucky sometimes in the playoffs. How can and listen, a lot of this is on the Lakers. It's on their own back, whatever it is. You could say coaching. You could say individual players. You could say AD not touching the ball or wanting the ball. It's not like the Lakers have helped themselves. But is it felt like against the Nuggets there's been a couple things that went the Lakers' way? It really hasn't. Always feels like something goes the Nuggets' way. It's not that the Nuggets haven't earned it. It's not that the Nuggets didn't deserve it. It's not like the Nuggets, they out-execute like crazy in the final couple of minutes. But they're going to need a little luck, too. That luck's going to come into play.
It always does.
And I don't think anybody cares how they get it. They just want to walk away saying to themselves, okay, you finally got one against Denver. Can you build any momentum off of
it? And that's the thing. Once you break through, it's like, oh, that's all it is? Mm-hmm. And it may be that. I would push back a little bit on they haven't gotten any breaks. The break being D'Angelo Russell did make 7 3-pointers. The break being LeBron James looked like he was 35 years old again or 30 years old or 28 years old. The break being Anthony Davis was not just good but excellent for 3 of the 4 quarters. So I do think that they've gotten some things to go their way. They just need a couple more. We're going to get into all of that. We'll hear some calls from the Laker fans as well. But coming up next, we're going to talk to the media director of the JM Eagle LA Championship. Jeremy Friedman is going to join us right here live at Wilshire Country Club. Al and I here for the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plaspro. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Are you dealing with a dead battery? If you are, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like their free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not, or if you're in need of a fresh charge. And if you happen to need a replacement, they can help you with that as well. It's the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So the next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, we are here at the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plas Pro, an LPGA Tour event. We are right here by the 18th tee, right here by the 18th green, Wilshire Country Club. It is a beautiful morning here in Southern California. Right now we are joined by the media director for the tournament, Jeremy Friedman. Jeremy, let me just start with this. Thank you so much for having us out here. This is fantastic.
Guys, we love having you out here and to basically kick off the opening round here at the tournament. It's a beautiful day. It's a little overcast, but for golf, this is perfect.
Can I be like super high maintenance golf person here for a second?
Go for it.
You know why I like the overcast?
Yeah.
You can see the ball easier.
Exactly.
you can, as you watch the ball fly through the air, because I don't want to say I'm old. Emily, stay out of this. Not just that I can track the ball against that gray sky much more than I can against the blue sky. So it's all good. Thank you for rolling in the clouds this morning.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
So let's talk a little bit about it. Let's just start with the business of it all. If people want to come out to the tournament today, tomorrow, mm-hmm. over the weekend, how do they do it?
They can. So tickets are on sale on our tournament website, jmeaglelachampionship.com. There's daily tickets, weekly tickets. We also have hospitality tickets, the Hollywood Club. You see it over there on 18 green. You see the umbrellas. And so we have it's the Hollywood Club Hospitality
Suite. Very nice.
Where you can join. You can see the best views of the par 3 finishing hole. You can have some food, you have some beverages, you can network, and it's going to be a fun scene here on the 18th hole.
That's one of the first things they told me. They said, Al, you can't go in that area over there.
You took the words out of my mouth. Yeah. I was just going to say that, when they don't call me Travis, they call me, can I get into the hospitality suite guy? That's kind of my jam, so I got my eyes over there.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about, I know you guys are partnering with the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank and potential for free admission for today. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this tournament has been here at Wilshire Country Club since 2018. We've had a partnership with the LA Regional Food Bank every year. So anybody who comes out today that brings canned goods to admission will get complimentary admission for the tournament. And so what we do is we gather all those canned goods at admission, and then following the tournament, we get a small truck and we go over to the LA Food Bank and we make a donation. It's a cool partnership, and you guys know how important the LA Food Bank is here, mm-hmm. right? And kind of what they do for families and such. So it's just it's a small way for us to pay it forward and pay it back with the tournament. It's a simple thing for fans to do, to bring out canned goods and get free admission here to come to the tournament today.
Jeremy Friedman is the media director of the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plas Pro. Let's talk a little bit about how you make a splash in LA, right? This is the entertainment capital of the world. There always is something going on in town. And it's, trying to say, hey, come on out to our event. A good way to do it is have 17 of the top 25 ranked players in the world. That's a good start.
100%. Yeah. And it's the and also it's just where we are, right? Yeah. I mean, there's a number of golf clubs and country clubs around here, right?
Sure.
Like the U.S. Open was over at LA Country Club last year. The PGA Tour hosts that at the Genesis at Riviera. But there's not another tournament on any tour that says you're in the heart of Hollywood. Right. And this one is in the heart of Hollywood. That's why our hashtag is LPJ Goes Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And the players, they love this course. It is in 1919, it was designed, and it's just a unique property. Right. It's kind of a smaller condensed property compared to LACC,
sure.
and Riviera, where it's a lot more wide open. And the players just they enjoy the atmosphere. And they enjoy seeing, you got the Hollywood Hills, and when you're on,
it's beautiful.
You can see it on 18T when you're on 9 fairway, which is the highest part of the course. You're teeing off, or you're hitting your second shot on number 9, and you see the Hollywood Hill, or you see the Hollywood sign in the background. Yeah. It's just really cool. And there's here in LA, you're exactly right. You guys are here, you know, you guys do the show here, and there's always something going on, right? And that's something that we try to do to. All right, what are some of the things that we can do to kind of break through the clutter, mm-hmm. right? Because I mean, you got the Lakers, you got the Clippers, you got all of
not
that.
So much the Clippers, mostly the Lakers. Well, though,
the Lakers, right? You got the Kings, you got the Dodgers, Anaheim Ducks, of that going on out here. And Travis, you know this because you're the resident golf guru of the bunch here. Watching the LPGA Tour and watching these players, it's really unique because there's not a whole lot of sports where you can kind of get right up close and see how they're doing.
I said it to Al when we were standing over here a second ago. We're standing by the 18th tee, and the players are coming through, and they're 10 feet away from you.
Yep.
And you don't get 10 feet from Shohei Ohtani. You don't get 10 feet from Anthony Davis. It's just unless you're sitting where Jack Nicholson seats, and, not many people get to do that.
Right.
This is an opportunity to get right up next to the very best players in the world.
Right, and also on the LPGA Tour, which is what we hear a lot at the different tournaments that we do. A lot of the players when they watch them swing, it's they can take Jessica Korda or Brooke Henderson or something like, just hit a swing like this. All right, I want to replicate that.
Yep.
It's kind of harder to do that with PGA Tour players because they hit it a country mile, right?
Impossible.
And us that, play on the weekends, we try want to hit it that far, but we can't, right? So it's out here, it's kind of a good comparison. I was like, okay, I hit a drive about similar to like that. And they can kind of, as they're walking around, they can kind of learn things and take to their own games.
Jeremy Freeman taking some time here to join us on the Travis and Sliwa show. Curious, and I know you were just starting to explain to me for listeners that are out there, the 14th hole.
Yep.
Serve Pro Heroes, is that the exact title there?
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit what's happening
there? Yeah, it's on the 14th hole. We have a hospitality suite out there called the Serve Pro Hero Outpost. Serve Pro is they're a tremendous partner of both the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour. They do a lot of work around the country on just helping homes and just helping, I live in Florida. So I've been through a couple of hurricanes recently, and SurfPro helped me with that on that too. So what SurfPro does, both on the LPGA Tour and the PGA Tour, it's called the SurfPro Hero Outpost, and all military, current, reserved, veteran, and first responders get complimentary admission for the entire week. And that SurfPro Hero Outpost is their hospitality. So we give them complimentary hospitality to where they can just enjoy where our heroes can kind of enjoy the tournament as a small thank you, both from us and from SurfPro.
Jeremy Freedman is the media director of the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by PlasPro. And there's kind of a moment, I think, in my opinion, Jeremy, that's taking place in women's sports and women's athletics, and it's led, quite frankly, by Caitlin Clark and how she's kind of grabbed everybody's attention over the last couple of weeks and months and everything that she's done. Is there a way for the LPGA Tour to kind of, I don't want to say hitch their wagon to Caitlin Clark because they're doing their own thing, but to kind of get some of that enthusiasm for women's sports directed at the LPGA Tour?
Yes, and I think that is currently... that is currently trending in the current world number one player, Nelly Korda.
Mm-hmm.
Last week she won the Chevron Championship in Houston for her fifth straight LPGA win. Tied a record with Annika Sorenstam and Nancy Lopez. She originally was scheduled to play here this week. She unfortunately withdrew. She's exhausted. We understand that.
Understandably.
But she would be going for the all-time record, right? And what Caitlin Clark is doing with women's basketball, what she was doing at Iowa, and how that's being transferred over to the WNBA and what Nelly Korda is doing here, it's average. I would say average Joe weekend golf fans are starting to say, oh, so Nelly Korda is doing this. Hmm. Nelly Korda's won how many? So it's right. So it's starting to trend there. And I think that's, one of the big things for the LPGA Tour that what we try to do at our tournaments and also the LPGA Tour as a whole is try to tell the stories of these players, right? And that's what we all do in the media, right? We try to tell the stories of the players, but they also have to kind of perform at a consistent level, and it's hard out here, right? Because everybody's trying to compete against each other. But when you got somebody like Nelly, who's a recognizable name for the most part, right? And what she's doing, people are taking notice, and that's, you know, on a bigger picture with this tournament itself, that's what the title and presenting sponsor of this tournament are trying to do. They're Walter and Shirley Wang, who they're the title sponsor of JM Eagle and Plas Pro. They're golf fans.
Yeah,
that's what they said. They're just pure golf fans, and they want to help elevate women's sports. They want to help elevate women's golf, and they want to do it in a way that being humble about it, but they also want to have other tournaments to see, hey, look what we're doing. Let's all boats rises and let's help with that. Right, they came on last year as the new title and presenting sponsor of this tournament. They doubled the purse from 1.5 to 3 million. This year, the purse has increased from 3 million to 3.75 million.
Wow!
So the winner is getting $562,500, and that's the highest purse on the LPGA Tour outside of the majors and the CME Group Tour Championship at the end of the year. So it's a, like I said, it's an all boats rises thing.
Yep.
I think the LPGA Tour is definitely trending in the right direction. And I think, you know, with tournaments like this, especially in big media markets like this, you know, this is like with you guys being out here, right? With helping to like really spread awareness on how great these players are and how great this tour is. And it's the one of the bigger things here is we want fans to come see it.
Sure.
Right? Once you come see it,
you're going to love it.
Right?
Yeah. It's a great golf course. It's a great event. There's big money at stake. The best players in the world are here. It's a pleasure to be here. That's Jeremy Freeman. He is the media director of the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plas Pro. If you'd like to come out, here's where you go to get your tickets, jmeaglelachampionship.com. Jeremy, thanks so much.
Thank you, brother.
Thank
appreciate
you, guys.
It. Thank you.
Appreciate having me on. Appreciate you being out here.
You got it for sure. All right, Slate. When we come back, we're going to get into the Lakers and how they extend this thing. What needs to go right, and quite frankly, what needs to go wrong on the other side a little bit as well. It's all coming up. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
All right. So we got, and I know we do this all the time, Trav. We always talk. We sit in the studio, and pizza just comes and gets delivered to us. We don't have to do anything. I mean, that's one of the great things with our partnership with Pizza. But now I want everybody else to capitalize on this as well. Here's how you got to capitalize. Do you know right now you can get any medium pizza for just $12? I'm going to say it again. Any medium pizza from Pizza Hut right now, just $12. All you got to do is this. Any of your favorite toppings, by the way. They're all just $12. Any recipe, any toppings, any medium for $12. Order now on the Pizza Hut app or at pizzahut.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, we are here on the west side of town. We are at Wilshire Country Club, Slee. Do you know how much I like saying that?
We should just go country club to country club moving forward.
We could be the official show of country clubs. That would be a nice way to do it. Of course, we're here for the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plas Pro and LPGA event right here in Los Angeles. It is a beautiful day. If you're looking to come out and do something this weekend, JM Eagle LA Championship.com is where you can find your tickets.
All right, I'm going to hit on something because we talked a lot about it. After Lakers lost to the Denver Nuggets, they lose game two. And you and I talked about all these different stretches for the Lakers, specifically in that third quarter and the fourth quarter as well. It's like, what are they doing? Do they have any idea what's going on? Is there any plan? And AD after the game said this. He said, we have stretches where we just don't know what we're doing on both ends of the floor.
Who do you think he meant by that?
I think he meant...
I mean, just off the top of your head, is there somebody that jumps into your mind?
So I'll ask you this question because I'm not saying that this doesn't happen, but I can't remember a time that a player of that magnitude in a post-game show is calling out the coach and the coaching staff saying, I don't know what the hell we were doing for X amount of time. I'll read the quote again. He said, we have stretches where we just don't know what we're doing on both sides of the floor.
Imagine what he was saying in private.
Sure.
Like if he said that in public.
Sure.
You're so right about that.
So Darvin talks first post-game, right? And then Anthony Davis comes after. So yesterday was the first time the local reporters got a chance to ask, hey, Darvin, what did you make of Anthony Davis's quote? So I'm going to read you what he said. He said, I just think sometimes when plays don't turn on the way you think they should, then the frustration sets in a little bit. But I don't think it's us not being organized. I think I have incredibly talented coaches all along my staff. We pride ourselves, whether it's practice, shoot-around film session, a game, or whatever. We pride ourselves on being highly efficient, organized. I just chalk that up to being frustrated. It's an emotional game, the way it ended, and all of that. But I'll agree to disagree on that one. I thought, all right, when that quote comes back and Darvin Ham gets to address it, he'll say something. Guys, I talked to AD, frustrated. We got no – of course we know what we're doing. He might have been confused on this play or that play, but of course not. I think the thing that sticks out to me, but I'll agree to disagree on that one. He can agree to disagree with me. Mm-hmm. He could agree to disagree with you. I didn't say it. I didn't say you guys look confused out there. Even if I did, it doesn't matter what I think. It's Anthony Davis saying that.
It's your best player or your second best player.
It's your second best player.
He's saying it
to everybody else.
Yeah.
I'll agree to disagree on that one. That doesn't really do anything for me. Yeah. It sounds like they still have a difference in opinion, and we're about to walk into Game 3 where you're already down 0-2 against the defending champs.
So what's the – is it in vino veritas, right? In wine, there's truth that when you have a couple of drinks, you're going to start telling people what you really think, right? Well, in frustration veritas, right, that if Anthony – well, he's frustrated, right. And you know what he did? He told the truth. Because he was frustrated, because he was upset, because he was angry, because he was annoyed. Whatever the emotion was, he didn't just make it up. The simple fact that it got thrown into the universe is a problem.
You had about a half hour after the game ended until he talked to him.
Sure.
Even with that, there was a little settling
a little
in, and
off.
He was still like, no, I'm still throwing this out there.
This Anthony Davis, there's a lot of things you can say about Anthony Davis that we could be critical about, but I don't think Anthony Davis is anything other than a pretty smart guy. I don't think Anthony Davis is anything other than a pretty thoughtful guy. Anthony Davis is not a bomb chucker.
Been with good coaches and bad coaches.
Yeah, but can I give you an example you just said? How many times does Anthony Davis – we get frustrated about AD, and AD will say, guys, that's on me. I know I got to be better. I got to do this. And then he comes out in the next – my point is AD's not saying things just to say
He's not a perpetual complainer. He's not always pointing outward. He's not a guy that every time something goes wrong, it's his fault. It was his fault. That's not what he does. Who it came from and what he said is incredible. And you can't just go agree to disagree. No. One of the best players on your team said you guys don't know what you're doing. That you can't just go, eh.
And by the way, watching the game, everybody said they don't know what they're doing.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, when you say agree to disagree, you're in disagreement. And so you're living in that space of disagreement with one of your best players in a way that's probably not that healthy.
It didn't sound like anything got solved.
Nothing. Well, you can't solve the unsolvable. And the unsolvable part of this is they have a coach who is not impacting the game in a positive way. They have a coach that at best is benign, right? That at best, he's somebody, and we got people on the 18th tee, so I gotta put my inner Jim Nantz on.
No, they
gotta,
said you're fine if we're talking about Lakers.
I got to come down a little bit. But what we're talking about is the coach is being openly questioned, not by Alan Sliwa or Trav or
no.
a newspaper.
Media it's member,
one,
no.
One of, it's not even Charles Barkley on TNT. It's not Kenny the Jet or Shaq or any of these things who's getting paid to find the thing to say, that thing right there stinks. It's one of his own players. And
the caliber of player. Not that that's everything, but whether it was Taurean Prince. If it was Taurean Prince, I would say, okay,
different.
That's not a good look.
It's bad,
it's
but
AD.
It's different. The only thing that would be worse is LeBron.
Yeah.
That's it, because LeBron is LeBron.
And again, in private, they probably
sure.
shared all the thoughts that they had with them. And also, it's one of those things where if someone doesn't say anything to you, it's probably even more indicative. If they don't get mad, it means that they don't trust you. They've already written you off. And so maybe there's a situation which LeBron didn't even talk to him afterwards because he knew that it wasn't even going to get through.
Well, LeBron was too busy complaining about the referees to talk about Darvin Ham. They're in a mode that is deeply unproductive. They're in a mode where you're talking about the coach has confused on both ends of the court. That's player one. You're talking about LeBron James is bothered by the officiating. D'Angelo Russell is bothered by the officiating. That this is just not what you do to get ready to go play the best team in your draw. You've lost 0-2. You've lost 10 in a row. Their second best guy just kind of got hot all of a sudden. That's probably going to carry over. You got the best player in the world on the other team. This is just representative of where they are globally. And I know that they can still pull this thing out, at least theoretically, but very, very soon you're going to have a conversation about what's coming next.
Can I ask you, and I think you're right, and that's going to happen, and that could be happening. We could be talking about that in
Monday
24
morning.
Hours. Not 24 hours.
Yeah,
we could
right
be saying,
that.
Guys are down 0-3, stop.
Yeah.
Like, it's just Lakers probably won't even travel back to Denver. It could end in L.A. again. But I think this is the interesting part. I'm so intrigued by the first 12 minutes of this game. I'm so intrigued by the first quarter of this game because one of two things I think are going to happen. Either the Lakers are going to show there's some fight, let's forget about the first two games, there's nothing we could do about it. Even if they don't believe they can win this series, let's just get one freaking game and figure it out. I think the first 12 minutes, from a psyche standpoint, will tell a little bit of that story.
But they were ahead in the first quarter
So here's what I was going to say. But here's another thing that can happen. That the Denver Nuggets actually start a game good. That they play the first 12 minutes to how the Denver Nuggets are accustomed to playing. And is there a little bit of a, yeah, I don't see that Laker fight. Like, I'm curious about, is there a fight tonight? Or is there, the Lakers have been, and I've used this word before, I feel like there are definitely times where they're front runners. When things are going good, high-fiving, extra passes, defense all over the place. When it's not going good, go look at their body language. What if it's not going good in the first 12 minutes? What does that game look like the rest of the way?
I think there's only bad things that can happen early. Right, because to M's point, and I was going to say something, that short of them being up by 40 at the half, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need to see what happens.
You're
next.
Right, they were up 12 and 20.
That's what I mean. Like, you're up 12 at the end of the first quarter. Yeah, I don't care. Hey, you're up 18 at the end of the half. Okay, I don't care.
You're up, if they're 20 in the fourth.
You're up 12 points going into the fourth quarter. So what?
What if they're down 12 at the end of the
over.
First quarter?
Then it's over. That's what I mean. There's only bad things that can happen here because
I don't think Denver's played that well.
Nor do I. But all 10, this kind of goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. All 10 of these games, I shouldn't say all 10, but the vast majority of these 10s, and certainly of the six playoff games that we've seen them play over the last couple of years, it's been a game with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. There was never a point where you're like, this one's over. No. But by the time we got to the end, Denver, out executes, outperforms, all out coaches, out everything's the Lakers.
They don't make mistakes at the end.
And so when the Lakers have been really good in the beginning, it's the fourth quarter, and even more specifically, it's like the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter that feels like has decided all these games.
I'm in the middle of watching a great
shot. Somebody liked that. I heard a lot of soft golf applause.
I thought for
right
a second there.
There,
I was like, did Trav just say something? Did somebody hear something Trav said?
I think we can
somebody
all agree.
Somebody really liked your point.
I think we can all agree that the vast majority of the people that are here at the JM Eagle LA Championship presented by Plaspro, they're here to hear my Laker takes, Lee. They're here.
I mean, that's why Tracy's here. We saw Tracy walk by earlier.
Tracy was fired
How
up.
How awesome would it be if they just, they have no idea what's coming on. They're just coming over here.
Why not? Why not? Hey, did you see? Foo. Coming up next, it's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, Al, did you see that the hospitality tent is about 150 yards from where we're standing right now, and that's where all the fun is going to be happening as the round takes place here at the JM Eagle LA Championship?
Did see it. Also saw a couple security guards just look at me and give me that, not happening, brother.
I looked you up and down.
gave Sleep the up down and said, nope, not happening. What do you got for us,
my
Jorge?
Net worth.
All right, Foos. Travis, I know you're a Simpsons fan, and did you see that this past Sunday they killed a longtime character?
No, I haven't watched this most recent one. Who did they kill?
Spoiler.
No, it doesn't bother me. Who did they kill?
All right, so Matt Selman, a writer for The Simpsons, had hinted at this character's death on Sunday before the show. He posted on X. He pretty much put up a poll. The options for the death for the character that was going to be killed was Homer, Bart, or Larry the Silent Barfly. What do you think got killed off?
Oh, no. They killed Larry.
Had to be Larry.
Okay, so the poll was set up so you know obviously who it is.
Of course. So the poll was set up because, you know, apparently The Simpsons have been, you know, not apparently, but The Simpsons have been around for, what, 35 seasons? Yeah, over 700 episodes. So I guess their rankings weren't doing that good. So after this, it actually worked because the rankings went up 17%. So, you know, they know what they're doing. So it got me thinking, what series do you wish, you know, something that you've watched before, wish was a little bit longer than what it lasted, and what character shouldn't have been killed in whatever series other than Simpsons that you've watched?
Yeah, well, so it's good. As far as what series I would have liked to have seen gone a little longer, and I know that a lot of people thought that this had a really good ending. It's a little, and some people thought this was not a good ending, but I just loved the show so much I wanted
Can
it
I
to
guess?
Keep going. Sure.
Sopranos?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Mad Men. I would have loved to have seen Mad Men. I would have loved to have seen Don Draper go into the 70s. I would have liked to see what his next three marriages look like.
I feel like there's always been like a little chatter that they might revisit.
About doing that?
Yeah.
In like the 80s, like maybe?
Don Draper in his 60s would be really interesting because he could be a total broken down mess.
But
I would like to see that.
John, or would it be a recast? Because I think that rides
hard
on it.
Hard to recast Don Draper.
Right.
So, so it would be iconic.
John in a couple years?
Well, John Hamm's in his 50s.
Yeah, I mean, it works.
Yeah, I mean, he could pull it off. He doesn't look like he's
you,
in
but
it doesn't matter.
I would have taken, imagine Saved by the Bell. You know how they did the college years? What's after college?
Yeah.
And then just keep going? No, that wouldn't have worked. Sopranos, the one I mentioned. Sopranos, I think there's certain shows. I know they're getting older. I know it could be the kind of the same story over and over again. But if the show's still working, people still like it, if that had a additional couple of seasons, I would not have been against it. I know there's no proper way to end it. I know sometimes shows, they don't get ruined, but it leaves a certain taste in your mouth if they go too far. But I would have been okay with that.
I don't mind killing an important character as long as it moves the story forward. It's okay. Yeah.
I know this person wasn't "quote unquote" killed, but when Michael Scott leaves the office, it's the void. There's some, and I also think my biggest gripe with Succession is they let go of Logan Roy too early in the season. That show is so heliocentric. Speaking of basketball, it's like it's so surrounded around Logan Roy and what he did. Eventually, he would have to leave because that's the whole
title of the show.
But it's, how do you fill the void when the sun is gone? But honestly, a lot of the shows that I love and that remain lovely in my mind ended perfectly. You know, I think that the Parks and Rec ended well. I think
that was a really good ending.
Yeah, I think 30 Rock ended well. I think a lot of the comedies that I really love ended well. But I could see myself going back and watching a reboot of Parks and Rec or reboot of Abbott Elementary if it keeps the style and cast really well. But it's really hard to do that.
They killed Maude Flanders with a t-shirt gun. I mean, they're at a NASCAR event and they killed her with a t-shirt gun. That's a tough way for.
What's going on here?
It's a tough way for Maude to go out. You got one more for us, Jorge?
Yeah. Some of the other characters that have been killed off has been, who's the original Snowball? Like, I never knew who that
Snowball
was.
Snowball 1 was Lisa's cat. And, and then Snowball 2, I think, died in the same episode as Snowball 1. And I think they're currently on Snowball 3. Bleeding Gums Murphy was killed. Not killed, died. And a handful of others.
Also, one great show that keeps on getting reinvented, Degrassi. I don't know if you guys watched Degrassi.
The only thing I know about Degrassi is Drake was on it.
Yeah, so there was an original one, I think that was early 90s, and then there's another version that was a little later on that I watched. I watched the next generation, the second version of it.
The non-Drake one?
No, that's the Drake one. There's one before the Drake one, and they keep, like, the kids that graduate, that end up being, like, the teachers at the school, but it works. Like, they reinvent it, but it's just you make up, it's like basically high school soap opera.
Yeah.
And it works.
I watched 90210.
Follows Drake. You only follow Drake.
They did the same thing with 90210, where they tried to make Kelly Taylor, like, a guidance counselor. Huge disaster. By the way, so West Beverly, theoretically, would have been right around the corner from where we're standing right now, where Brandon and Brenda and Steve Sanders and Kelly Taylor and Andrea Zuckerman, they all went to. We're right in their backyard. This is basically, we could publish the Beverly Blaze right here where we're
standing.
Did
they go to Hollywood High School?
They went to West Beverly High School.
Oh, okay.
And they used Occidental College as the setting of West Beverly High School.
So I used to live right next to Occidental.
Yeah.
So Oxy.
Yep.
What's up?
Yep. It's all right here, Slee.
It's ranked one of the most beautiful colleges in the country.
Yeah, and you have to be a super genius to attend school at Oxy.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Not for us.
No. One of my roommates went to Oxy.
San Diego State.
She's very smart.
UCSB.
It's fine.
That
is. Hey, look, it worked out mostly. Not maybe a little bit.
Don't loop me in that.
Yeah. You know, yours is a real one. JM Eagle LA Championship. That's where we are right now. We are at Wilshire Country Club. We're having a great day. It's beautiful out here. There is world-class golf being played. We are just by the 18th tee, just by the 18th green, 156-yard par 3, Slee, and I'm calling my shot. We're going to hear a crowd roar go up at some point.
Okay, either I like it.
One's going in or something's going to come really close where people are going to freak out. So we're going to talk more about that. But it's NFL draft night tonight. The Rams, for the first time since the Rams have been in Los Angeles, actually have a first-round pick. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. So the Rotolo Chevrolet, Slee, it's right there. You can probably see it from where we're standing right now. My High Country Silverado from Rotolo Chevrolet, gloriously pulled into the lot here at Wilshire Country Club, and I got it at Rotolo Chevrolet. So if you've been thinking, you know, see those Silverados all over town. I see those other Chevy cars and trucks all over town. I got to go check those out for myself. You got to get into Rotolo because they got all the selection. They got the right prices. But what only happens at Rotolo is customer service like no one else. 13 years in a row, they have won Dealer of the Year. Think about it, that's like winning MVP. 13 years in a row, give me a break. And that's because Mike Capozzio makes sure that every single person that walks onto that lot is treated like an all-star. So you get what you want at the price you want, and you feel good about it, too. And you're going to tell your friends, and they're going to tell theirs, and they get to win another Dealer of the Year award. So if you've been thinking about it, going out to Rotolo Chevrolet in Fontana. It's right off the 210 freeway, Sierra Avenue exit. You can't miss it. And if you're thinking, you know, Fontana's a little bit out of my range, it's a little bit too far, go online, rotolochevy.com, R-O-T-O-L-O, rotolochevy.com, and tell them that Travis sent you.